I'm Robin Levin with R. Levin Marketing Group, and I'm interviewing Matt Allen, Director of IRA Lending for North American Savings Bank. This podcast will discuss the often overlooked opportunities available to IRA investors, such as buying real estate with their retirement funds and using leverage, thanks to the North American Savings Bank. Welcome, Matt. So tell us a little bit about NASB and how you discovered your bank could provide loans for IRAs.
Sure, Robin, and thanks for having me on. NASB was founded in 1927, and we are based out of Kansas City, Missouri. We're a federal savings bank that has branch offices throughout the Missouri area, and we also have a nationwide internet division, mortgagebyinternet.com. We are publicly traded on the NASDAQ under NASB, and we're the only nationwide non-recourse lender for IRA purchases. We came across this type of loan product by chance. In April of 2004, one of our deposit branch customers came to us wanting to buy two duplexes in his IRA, but he didn't have enough funds in his IRA account to buy both properties outright. The catch was that he needed a non-recourse loan to get the transactions through. And this particular individual wanted to put 50% down and leverage the remaining 50%. So we looked into this, spoke with his self-directed IRA custodian, and were able to complete the first two loans. And then we realized that there really is a need for this product. And so we spent the next 8 months researching the topic and working directly with all the major self-directed IRA custodians. And then officially in January of 2005, we launched this product and have been marketing it nationwide ever since.
So it really pays to listen to your customers. They helped you, in this case, discover a new niche.
Oh, most definitely.
So, Matt, tell us, what exactly is a non-recourse loan?
Sure. A non-recourse loan is one in which if the borrower was to foreclose on the property or go into foreclosure, then we can only recover the property. We can't go after that individually personally. Most loans are ones that you're familiar with. When you buy a home, you're going to sign a personal guarantee on that note. So that allows the bank to go after any assets, your assets besides your home, if they can't recover the losses through the sale of the home. So with a non-recourse loan, there is a little more risk for a bank, and that's why most banks do not offer these type of products.
Oh, I see. Then why is a non-recourse loan needed for this type of transaction?
That's a good question, and it's stated in Publication 590 of the IRS codes. Any financing that's used to purchase real estate within an IRA has to be non-recourse financing.
Okay, well, that makes sense. And do most lenders offer this type of loan?
Your bank or a mortgage broker typically offer recourse loans, so this is a specialty loan and is rare to find. We do work with professionals and mortgage brokers because we offer this as a wholesale product to mortgage brokers in all 50 states.
That's great. And so when you say you work with other professionals, would that be like CPAs and financial advisors?
Exactly. CPAs, financial planners, attorneys, anybody that would have a direct input with this type of transaction.
Great. And what type of properties can you finance?
We offer this type of loan product on single-family homes, condominiums, townhomes, 1 to 4 units, multifamily units, which we classify as 5-plus units, and then also commercial properties. We do have a minimum loan amount on your residential properties, which is $50,000 for the loan amount. And then when we jump to the commercial properties, the minimum loan amount is around $300,000.
Okay. So let's say that an investor finds an investment property that they mm-hmm. want to purchase. What would they do next?
The next step would to set up a self-directed IRA account. We'd recommend doing that. And on our website, which is www.iralending.com, they can find a list of all the major self-directed IRA custodians. Contact a few of them, build a relationship, and then transfer. It's very simple to transfer over your funds from a Roth or traditional, which you currently have set up. Once you get up a self-directed IRA account set up, that gives you the luxury of determining what assets you want in your retirement account. And there are only three things you can't buy within a self-directed IRA. One is life insurance, two is collectibles, and the third thing is stocks and an S corporation. So as you can see, there's an unlimited amount of possibility of what you can purchase within a self-directed IRA, and real estate is getting the most plug right now.
So it sounds like it would make sense to open a self-directed IRA account, have that ready to go, and then once they identify an investment property, they would approach you.
Yes, that would be the logical step, to have the account set up and then come to us requesting the financing, and we can go from there.
Okay. And then are these loans like a 30-year fixed or an adjustable loan?
We actually offer both options. We have a 5-year ARM and a 30-year fixed. The 5-year ARM is fixed for 5 years and amortized over 30. And then, of course, the 30-year fixed is a stable rate for the duration of 30 years.
All right. And what would be the minimum down payment that you require?
The minimum down is 30%, and that is for single-family homes or 1-4 units. If you are looking at condominiums, we do require 40% down. And then multifamily units and commercial properties, typically you're going to see around 35%, 40%. If there is a tremendous amount of cash flow, positive cash flow, then the bank might entertain actually going higher than 70% on a case-by-case basis.
So this sounds like it's actually a commercial loan, not a residential mortgage. Is that right?
That is correct. We are not qualifying the individual, so we're not looking at their tax returns, W-2s, or pay stubs. It's strictly based off the property and the cash flow that it produces. So our main concerns are, is this piece of property in satisfactory condition? Is it currently rentable? And then the cash flow. We're going to get rent comps with the appraisal, and that's how we will base our figures off of. That's what we'll base our figures off of.
And how long does the process typically take?
Since we've started this loan product over 2 years ago, they've been averaging around 30 days. And, you know, if it's somebody does need to expedite it sooner than that, it's something we can definitely entertain and do our best. The last week of closing is a little bit different. The title company will receive the closing documents from us. Then the borrower will get the documents overnighted to them. They'll read and approve everything, and then they'll be overnighted to the custodian or administrator, who will actually execute all the closing documents, and then they go back to the title company, and that's when it actually records and funds. So you can see there's an extra 3 or 4 days that are needed.
And I understand, Matt, that you have a dedicated IRA lending team in place. Is that correct?
We do. We have our own IRA loan department here at the bank, and they're dedicated to this product only. So we feel we have a good grasp on how everything is set up, and we specialize in this for over 2 years now.
That's excellent. And how is title taken?
That's a good question. That's one of the differences you will see with this type of transaction. You're used to having title in your personal name, Joe Smith. Let's assume the IRA custodian's name is ABC IRA. This individual will need to set up the purchase contract to read ABC IRA Company, Custodian, FBO, or for benefit of, Joe Smith IRA. So that's how the title work will read, the purchase contract, and the hazard insurance.
All right. And there's a trend these days for investors to be buying outside of their local marketplace and around the United States. Can you finance properties all over the U.S.?
We get that question a lot, and at this particular time, we are just limiting it to the 50 states. And also, there are some limitations as far as property. Raw land is another question that comes up a lot, and these do have to be income-producing rental properties. So if raw land is something they're looking at, they would have to pay cash for that.
Okay. And I know that you speak all over the country in educating the professionals and investors about non-recourse lending. What is your speaking schedule, or how can people reach you?
The best way to find out future dates and locations of our speaking engagements would be to check out our website, iralending.com, and that will give them the most updated locations and events. Our toll-free number is 866-735-6272. They can also call that number to get more information. And again, our website is iralending.com.
And Matt, you also have a blog now, right?
That is correct. We do have a blog site, which is www.iralendingblog.com, and that's a good source for individuals if they're new to this topic and want to educate themselves. There's continually there'll be posts on there about non-recourse lending and self-directed IRAs.
Well, this is terrific. I want to thank you for sharing your knowledge, insights, and timely information. I'm sure investors who are listening to the podcast will be happy to learn that they have far more options investing their hard-earned retirement funds outside of the stock market and combine leverage to boost their returns. So thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Robin.